record of border crossings. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Border Patrol sources tell Fox News there was a record 300,000 gotaways since the fiscal year began October 1st.
The gotaways are the migrants who intentionally run away or try to evade authorities, and so often they are involved in those high-speed chases bring to you week after week. The now Republican-controlled U.S. House Oversight and Accountability Committee has a meeting scheduled for next week regarding the border. That committee asked for all four Border Patrol sector chiefs to testify, but the Department of Homeland Security declined that request and instead is going to offer up the Border Chief Ortiz to testify.
Fox's Matt Finn in Eagle Pass, Texas. A meeting is set this week between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to work out agreement on raising the debt ceiling. McCarthy on CBS's Face the Nation.
Well, we're going to meet this Wednesday. I know the president said he didn't want to have any discussions, but I think it's very important that our whole government is designed to find compromise. I want to find a reasonable and a responsible way that we can lift the debt ceiling but take control of this runaway spending.
The White House has said it won't make any concessions. Demonstrations over the Memphis police beating death of Tyre Nichols are calling for police reform. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee and talked about it on NBC's Meet the Press.
Well, I don't know that there's any law that can stop that evil that we saw that is just, just difficult to watch. What strikes me is just a lack of respect for human life.
Five former Memphis police officers charged with murder in the case are scheduled for arraignment February 17th. A search is underway in California for a 27-year-old diver who disappeared yesterday in rough waters off the coast near Monterey. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Enrollment records are being set for Obamacare. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
16 million people signed up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act, a record number of enrollments since then-President Barack Obama signed the program into law. The enrollment period between November and mid-January received 2 million more people compared to last year. The White House says over 3.5 million were new to the marketplace. According to the White House, 92% of those enrolling had options from three or more insurance companies, adding 4 out of 5 returning enrollees were able to find plans costing $10 or less after tax credits. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Police in Scottsdale, Arizona say a man suspected in 4 Molotov cocktail incidents in the area this month has been arrested. 55-year-old Bradley Holmes was taken into custody Friday night on charges including arson and multiple weapons and explosives counts. Police say the Molotov cocktails were thrown over a 3-week span this month at luxury cars, damaging at least 2 of them. It's not clear what the motive was. 4 animal shelters in the Kansas City metro area are saying they're facing a crisis because their maximum capacity for the number of dogs has been reached. Fox's Jane Fergus has more.
The organizations say that fewer people are adopting, leading to an influx of animals staying in shelters longer. The Kansas shelters are currently housing 170 dogs larger than 30 pounds, and they've had 430 requests from the public to surrender large dogs in just the past 2 weeks. Recommendations to help out with pet overcrowding include fostering or adopting a large dog, taking found animals to be scanned demand for a microchip and making donations or volunteering. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.